Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Rambo. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Woods-Allison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Not much. Just another great day in Wisconsin, a day closer to Packers Sunday as they take on the Dallas Cowboys. And hopefully Dallas, the same way they have the last two times they've left Dallas, and that is winners. Last two times the Packers have played in Dallas, they beat the Cowboys in an epic comeback led by quarterback Matthew Flynn, who was able to become a multimillionaire off of one regular season performance against the Detroit Lions. Well, he came back to Green Bay and led Green Bay to a big victory. And then the other time happened about 6 years ago when the Packers completed their magic carpet ride to win Super Bowl 45 and bring the Lombardi Trophy home to Green Bay. Well, the Packers are hoping to leave Dallas with another victory, AT&T Stadium, where they have won both of their meetings there. And that's just what's going on in the state of Wisconsin. And Badger news, another Wisconsin sport, the Badger football team lost their defensive coordinator as Chris Wilcox took the head coaching job with the Cal Bears. So the Aaron Rodgers Wisconsin connection continues as former Badger coach is now at his alma mater, Cal. So, but anyways, other than that, not a whole lot going on. And gonna, I guess before we start breaking down the Packers Cowboys, which the Packers are looking to avenge a 30-16 shellacking at home against the Cowboys. How are things out in Western PA?
Things are great. It was like a summer day today, like 60-some degrees out here. Couldn't believe it. It's a beautiful day. And then tomorrow it's going to be like 30 degrees. So the wonderful world of the weather. But it was a beautiful day today. And just unfortunately I had to work most of the day, so I didn't get to enjoy a lot of the nice weather. But I'll tell you, the little bit of time I was able to go outside, it was great. So tomorrow we'll be back to regular freezing temperature, but don't really want to get off track too much. Got 30 minutes of jam-packed Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys. Tell you what, Evan, this is playoff football. It really is. I mean, people think of the Packers and Cowboys and they immediately go back to the Ice Bowl and those matchups, and now you're looking at the Cowboys. They had some great runs while the Packers were not very good. The Packers got good kind of near the end of when they were going to their Super Bowls, and that's when they started getting better. Then the Cowboys got bad, and now they're both kind of back, looks like on an even keel, and it's just going to be a good matchup. Two very good rookies that are big components to Dallas. And Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, very good offensive line. But I think defensively, the Packers can do some stuff. Packers side, you got, all-world quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Receiving core that, they could have injuries, but they always seem to have guys that step up. And like the Cowboys, got some issues on defense. So it's going to be a good weekend. I can't wait for Sunday afternoon. I don't mind it being the last game of the weekend, but it kind of sucks because you got to wait. You got to wait. But I'm going to turn it back over to you. We're going to get started. 30 minutes, Packers-Cowboys tonight.
Yeah, well, it does kind of suck. It's the last game of the weekend. But for me, it doesn't really suck because I get to I am off on Monday because Dr. King Day for my company is recommended as a holiday. This is the second year of this. So fortunately, I get to hopefully celebrate a Packer victory at about around 6:30 on Sunday. And, I get a chance to recover from that celebration then on Monday. Well, not really recover because, it's not like I'm going to go out and get plastered drunk. But, I will definitely be happy, with the Packer victory. And this is, to me, Charlie, look at this matchup. The Cowboys, they're a very good football team. No doubt about it. I know Packer fans probably hear me say that and cringe, But the Cowboys are a good team. They run the football well. Dak Prescott doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and the defense does just enough to get by. You know, the defense isn't special, but they do just enough to get by. So, you know, Cowboys are coming off of a rest, and be interesting to see how that affects the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, rookie quarterback, he didn't play or played very little. Well, he played very little in their last game against the Eagles. Didn't play much. Ezekiel Elliott did not play at all. And the Cowboys gave a lot of guys rest in the Cowboys season, and he lost to the Eagles. Well, how is the rookie going to respond? How is Dak Prescott going to respond to not, you know, having that break? I know he's a professional, but he's also young. And there's been cases often where you have teams that rest guys in their last regular season matchup that they come out and they're very flat. They're very flat the first playoff game. Look at Packers 2011 as 15-1 Packers didn't play anyone really at all in that final game. And, rest, as they say, is history. The Giants went in the Lambeau and punched the Packers in the mouth repeatedly, and the Packers crippled in the corner like a baby in the fetal position. That's pretty much what was the Packers' reaction, and they were very rusty. This Cowboys team, are they going to react the same way? You know, they're a young team. They're a very young team. Are they going to react the same way? That's going to be interesting. And how's Prescott going to react to being in the biggest stage so far in his young professional career? The playoffs, hosting a playoff game at Dallas. So that's going to be interesting to see. That's going to be very interesting to see how Prescott reacts. Is the stage going to be too big for him? And if he struggles early, is Jason Garrett going to pull him and throw out Tony Romo, the veteran? But, here's the thing. Romo doesn't have a lot of success in the playoffs, period. And, this is Prescott's first. It'd be interesting. And, Jerry Jones has been very unusually quiet this week, which is makes me wonder if they locked him in a closet somewhere at AT&T Stadium and let him out briefly to do his weekly radio show. But with Stephen Drew, Stephen Jones, was he basically telling Jerry Jones what to say? Because there's been no media controversy at all. But basically, this game's going to come down to a couple of things. First of all, the Packers offense needs to continue to be red hot. If the offense struggles, if the offense starts slow like they have the last 2 weeks, this will be a very long game for Green Bay. And you can expect what happened the last time these two teams met if they start slow. The Packers need to start fast. They need to get points. I think they need to go against what they normally do, which is defer. I think they need to take the ball first, march down the field, and score. And I heard people discussing that, well, the Cowboys are going to know the Packers are scared of their offense if they do that. Well, no, you have the hottest offense in football. Get them on the field and let's get moving. And if they're able to put points on the board right off the bat, and they're able to get Dallas into an early deficit, a double-digit deficit, Dallas is going to be chasing points the rest of the way, and you're going to take the running game out of it for Dallas, and that's going to be key. Rodgers needs to play well. Montgomery, Adams, Cobb, they need to play well. The Packers didn't have Cook the last time these two teams met. I think Cook is going to have a huge game. And defensively, it's simple. Defensively, Green Bay needs to control the line of scrimmage. The edge guys are going to be huge. The guys covering the edge, Peppers, Matthews, Jones, Nick Perry, Frackle, Lowry, those guys are going to have to come out and play huge. They have to maintain their gap. They have to maintain the edge. And you can't get caught over-pursuing. And with a young linebacker like Jake Ryan and Joe Thomas, I have my concern that they might over-pursue a little bit and give up that running. That's my biggest concern. I think Elliott really only had one big run, if I'm not mistaken, that 29-yarder against the Packers the last time these two teams met. You know, other than, you know, he had 28 carries for 157 yards, and he did, he had a couple pretty good sized runs, but for the most part, you know, he didn't do, you know, he didn't get, you know, a ton of yards. But what he killed them on is when he cut back and found that open lane and went. So they got to shut down those open lanes, and they got to get turnovers. Prescott threw his first interception of his career when these two teams met, and he also fumbled the ball twice, losing one. That's going to be key. Get Prescott rattled. Hit him a few times. And I know it's easier said than done against this Cowboy line, but they got to hit him. Hit Prescott. Hit him, get him off the spot, force him to make mistakes. And I think this is going to be a game that Randall, who said he's the healthiest he's felt all year long, is going to have to step up and have a big game and not give up some big catches like he's been prone to at times this year. So I know I threw a lot out there, Troy, but what are your thoughts about this game?
Simple. I need to see a shootout. That's literally what I want to see. Because I think if the game goes into a shootout mode, Packers win. I'm not taking anything away from the Cowboys. I know they can put up points. But the Cowboys can control the tempo. They like to control time of possession. They take good care of the football. If this gets into what I call a mutter game, and it's not going to be because it's in Dallas on turf, but a mutter game when the pace is slow, it's a grind them out, sock you in the gut type game, that gives the Cowboys the advantage. I would love to see a shootout. I'd love to see the score in the 30s because I think if you're going to go point for point, I'm going to give the advantage to the Packers right now as hot as this offense is. But if it gets to the point where the Packers, you brought up control of the line. If it gets to the point where the Packers cannot stop the Cowboys and they're going on 7-minute drives, 8-minute drives, the best defense against Aaron Rodgers right now, keep them on the sideline. And the Cowboys have been doing it all year, Evan. So you've got to get them out of their MO.
It's also the best defense, Ezekiel Elliott, too. Keep Elliott on the sidelines.
It is. But I look at it from a standpoint of points. And if it's going to be a game where it's a fast tempo, up, down, pretty much putting pressure on it to score every possession, I give that advantage to the Packers. And I will 9 times out of 10 in this game. Just this game, this week, these two teams, the way they're playing, I give that advantage to the Packers. Now, they have to do some things if they want to win. And I'm going to start on the defensive side of the ball against that Cowboy offense. They don't have to stop Ezekiel Elliott. You're not going to stop Ezekiel Elliott. He's going to get some runs. He's going to get probably 20, 25 carries. Probably could get 100 yards. That's okay as long as you're containing these runs. But there's going to be some critical times. Are you giving up third and twos, third and threes? Are you giving up big runs? You have to be able to just go with the flow, and you're going to have to make a stop at some point. And like I said, Evan, this Packer defense, to me, they bend, they make errors, they make mistakes. But during this win streak, they've come up with a stop here and there. And that's all you need this defense to do. It doesn't have to be dominant. But they have to contain Ezekiel Elliott. No big runs. And they really have to dig in when it's third and two or even second and two or three and make some big plays. They have to get confidence, in my mind, stop him a few times. And they're not going to do it every time. But stop him for no gain, minus one. Get them in the hole. I think that would be a great confidence builder. And as far as Dak Prescott goes, this kid, Evan, has risen to the challenge. This kid has taken every piece of adversity that has been thrown at him in his rookie year, and he's done very well with it. but you got to pressure them. Get hits on them, make them uncomfortable, get the pressure on them, and the way you do that is get the lead. Because if you have the lead, you hit it right on the head. You're up by 10, you're up by 14. They can't just pound the ball to Ezekiel Elliott and take time off the clock. They're going to have to score. So it puts a lot of pressure on the Packer offense. And I'm not saying they have to score every time they get the ball, but it would be nice. They have to come away two things, Evan, and it's been a while. I think we were really big on this maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, where we talked about not having to score on every drive, but get at least 2-3 first downs and change field position. And I really think it's key in this game for the Packers to move the chains. I just talked about a shootout, and that doesn't mean that they have to throw bombs to Jeff Janis. And, you know, they don't have to go for the home run every time. The chains, I'd really like them to see Evan to go into a little bit of a hurry-up offense right away in the first quarter. I think Aaron Rodgers is masterful when he goes into that quick up-tempo offense. Put your game plan together. Know what you're going to do. Just kind of catch them off guard. You know, I talked about the Giant game being a slugfest where it's two heavyweights going at it. Probably not going to be a lot of scoring in the first quarter. This game I want scoring, Evan, and I want them to up-tempo the game because I agree with you 100%. Get the lead. Play while you're ahead. This defense, if they're ahead, they can afford to make a mistake here and there. If you're up by seven, you make a mistake, okay, the game's tied. Packers offense goes down, takes the lead back again. Because this defense will get beat. It's not going to be a shutdown. You're not going to see a shutout in Dallas. But I think the Packers offense has to be very efficient and move the chain. And we know, Evan, and I'm going to sigh here because there's that boneheaded call on third and one. There's that boneheaded call on third and two. And you stall a drive or you go three and out. Can't have any three and outs, Evan. They've got to move the chain. If the Cowboys want to pound it out, run Ezekiel Elliott, well, then make him earn it. And I mean make him earn it by going 80, 85 yards. And if they can do that, then they deserve to win. But I don't want to see none of this short field crap, this 45-yard drive, going for it on fourth down in Dallas territory or Packer territory, and then Schmuck will give us a 35-yard punt. Those things can't happen in this game. And I'm not saying the Packers have to be perfect on Sunday because they can move the ball against this defense, but you can't give that offense opportunity because it is a good offense. And we have not even brought up the name Dez Bryant. And this is one of those receivers that I think with all the other quality receivers out there this year, Dez Bryant, and I know he was injured for a little bit, just quietly catching balls in this offense. He's a game changer, Evan. He can be a game changer. You can't forget about Dez Bryant. He's been kind of maybe even for his benefit overlooked by the play of Elliott and Prescott. But Dez Bryant, you can't forget about Dez Bryant on the outside. Because if you do, he will beat you. So again, my point here, Evan, the Packers' offense has to help the defense by scoring. And if they're not going to score, flip the field position and make the Cowboys go the length of the field. And like I just said, I'll repeat myself. If the Cowboys have to consistently drive 80 yards to score and they win the game, then they deserve to win. That's my thought.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are listening so far waiting to hear our thoughts on the possibility of Jordy Nelson playing or not and what kind of factor is Jordy Nelson going to play in the game. I'm going to put it out here right here now, flat out. Jordy Nelson's not going to play. He won't play. I don't see any way he possibly played with three fractured ribs. Is he going to try to tough it out? Sure. He has to practice on Saturday, according to McCarthy, consider playing. But I just don't see how you play it. How is he going to be effective? You know, I've never had fractured ribs before. But I'm going to take a wild guess that it's going to be very hard to run. It's going to be very hard to take deep breaths. And those are things you're going to have to be able to do in football. You're going to be taking deep breaths because you're going to be running. And then when you take a hit, one hit, and you can be done. And then it could also potentially, you know, puncture a lung, too. I just don't see any way Jordy Nelson plays. It's going to come down to Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, Ty Montgomery, and Geronimo Allison and Jared Cook. That's what it's going to come down to for this Packer offense. That's who Rodgers is going to have to depend on. I don't see the Packers using Jordy Nelson as a decoy. The Cowboys aren't that stupid. If Jordy Nelson's on the field, they're not going, you know, they're going to be, he's going to be involved in the offense. The Packers aren't going to put him out there as a decoy because the Cowboys are going to see right through that. Rob Marinelli is not an idiot. He knows he wasn't a great head coach, but he knows football. He's been around long enough that he knows how to call a defense. If he knows, you know, it's going to be very hard to pull one over on him when it comes to that. But as I was saying when I was talking about the game earlier, Packers need to protect the football on offense. They had 5 fumbles last time these two teams played, but they got to protect the football. They got to put points on the board. They cannot start slow. And defensively, they have to protect their gaps. They can't vacate their gap if it looks like Elliott's going to the right. So you're going to vacate your gap and try to pursue. Elliott's going to make one cut, and boom, he's going to be right where you were supposed to be. Someone's going to have to step up besides Aaron Rodgers, especially on defense. Someone has to step up. I don't know if that guy's going to have to be Julius Peppers again. I hope Peppers has another hell of a game in him. But one guy I think who's going to have a big game, and I've been chatting with a gentleman via Twitter, Felipe, and he had mentioned to me he's thinking Randall will have a big game on Sunday. I don't know if he was being serious or joking around, but I seriously think Randall will have a big impact in the game in some capacity. I think he comes up with an interception at a key time, and I think he takes it back for 6. You know, people wonder why I'm so high on Randall with the year that he had. There's just something in Randall that I see. I'm not saying he's Charles Woodson, but he's got a lot of Charles Woodson qualities to him. He just has really, really good instincts on the football field, and he can be a big playmaker. He's healthy. I think he comes up with the big play on Sunday against the Cowboys. And, I've been going back and forth with this all week, Troy. The Packers are going to win. Are they going to lose? I don't know. It's going to be, it's hard to say what's going to happen. And right now, and this could change between now and Sunday, but right now I think Green Bay pulls off the victory. I think the Cowboys are going to come out flat with the week off. The Packers are the hottest team in football, and it is one thing that we've all learned over the time we've been watching football, especially recently. It comes down to who's the hot team. Look at the Giants in 2011, the Giants in 2008, the Packers of 2007. The Packers in 2010. The hot team is the team to watch out for typically come playoff time. And it's not just football. You look at the NCAA tournament. You look at Major League Baseball. The hot team is the team that normally goes on that run. And I think the Packers still have some gas in their tank. And I think they squeak out of Dallas with a victory. And I'm going to say it's probably going to be a 35-24 type ball game in Green Bay's favor. That's my thought on the game.
I like your score, Evan. That score means that the Packers win. That's what I was talking about earlier. A shootout-type win, a lot of points being scored. I think the lower the score, the more that the needle points towards Dallas to win. I'm going to go back to what I said. The winner of the Packer-Giant game will most likely represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Therefore, I let the cat out of the bag with that comment. The Packers go to Dallas. The Packers come away with a victory. And here's why, Evan. Aaron Rodgers right now, you see the confidence. I listened to him in the post-game interviews right after the game, and he's the ultimate team player right now. And when they're struggling and losing, it almost seems like he's that arrogant guy, like, I don't even know the word for it. But he's having fun. He wants everybody involved. He gave a lot of credit to Randall Cobb for being back on the field. You saw what Randall Cobb did. Now, that Hail Mary, okay, you can take that away. That's not going to happen in every game. But, again, now Aaron Rodgers is becoming the Hail Mary guru. He's throwing them all the time now. But you look at the other touchdown that Randall Cobb had, Evan. If Randall Cobb can start getting separation, oh, my, watch out. Because this is a guy that has been injured, not has not had anywhere near the season that his salary actually warrants. But I watched him in this game, and Randall Cobb is playing like a rookie with something to prove. And that's great to see. If Cobb can get that separation, Evan, and the chemistry that Rodgers and Cobb have built over the years, oh my. You could see Cobb have a 10 to 12 catch game for 180 yards and another two touchdowns. I know he had three last time. But he is getting separation against a good Giants secondary. I don't think the Cowboys secondary is as good as the Giants. That bodes well for me. So I'm going to throw this out to those daily fantasy players out there that play DraftKings or FanDuel. You need to have Randall Cobb as one of your receivers or as a flex player because he is going off in Dallas. Jordy Nelson out. They may try to shut down Cobb, Evan. But, again, if he can get that separation, it's not going to matter. And you don't need 5 yards of separation with Aaron Rodgers. And Randall Cobb was finding it. I think that Michael has warranted getting 10 to 12 carries again. And if he can give us another 50-yard performance, Evan, that is enough for play action right there. That is enough. And I think he's warranted. I think he's earned the right to get 10 to 12 carries again. The way he ran against the Giants, unbelievable. I had not seen that since he's been a Packer, and I loved it. And you've said this many times, the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers, awesome in pass protection. They did it again against the Giants, giving Rodgers 6, 7, 8, 9 seconds to throw the ball. That's why the Packers win, is because offensively, they could score every time they get the ball. It's not unrealistic for me to say that the Packers could have 7 drives and score 7 times. And it's hard to do, don't get me wrong. But the way this offense is playing, they could do it. They literally could against this Dallas Cowboy defense. That's okay. They're not a bunch of bums that are out there. They're a good defense. But I don't think there's any defense right now that can shut down Aaron Rodgers when they're in a rhythm. That's why I want to see him hurry it up, go fast in the beginning, and really put the pressure on that defense. Now, on the other side of the ball, defensively, Evan, I said it one time. I've said it before in the past. This Packer defense is going to get burnt. They're going to give up some points. They're going to give up some touchdowns. But they always seem to make one or two stops. And earlier in the season, when they did that they weren't making many stops during the losing streak. But now when they're making those stops, the offense is capitalizing. And that's all the Packers need to do, maybe 1, 2 key stops, get the ball back, maybe to increase the lead, maybe to take the lead. I think the Packers win this game, Evan, and I actually think they win it pretty easily. I'm not going to say they blow the Cowboys out, but I think the Packers are going to go down to Dallas, and when all is said and done, they're going to have dominated this game. People are going to think I'm crazy. But I just think the way the teams have entered the playoffs, what the Packers have right now against the Cowboys, I think that this is a very good matchup for the Packers. And like you, Evan, I think they're going to put up 32 points. I think they're going to win 32-17.
Yeah, and like you, like me, you agree that the Packers get the win, and I hope Monday we're talking about a Packer victory. And with that, I'm going to throw it back to you. I got nothing else to add, so we can let our listeners go.
Yeah, now I can't go to bed. Normally I go to bed right after the show. Now I'm all worked up talking Packer football. Probably be up for another hour, hour and a half now that you got me all jacked up talking Green Bay Packer football. But, you know, it's going to be a good weekend. Hopefully we're coming back Monday talking about a Packer victory, which means that we get another week to talk about the Green Bay Packers, which is wonderful. But listen in Monday night, everyone, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back with you Monday night, Green Bay Packer, Dallas Cowboy recap. Have a good weekend, everyone.